The snowfall finally started to trickle out of western South Dakota late yesterday evening. It was a long 24-hour period for ranchers tending to livestock. South Dakota Stock Growers Association Executive Director James Halverson says the middle of the state took the brunt again.
Some of those places, especially in the middle of the state, you know, down by, you know, the White River and down through Winter and some of those areas, they were hardest hit last time too, and had some flooding that wasn't as probably highly publicized as the stuff in Nebraska, but sounds like they're getting the brunt of a lot of this too. There could be over 18 inches of snow in some of them areas.
In southeast South Dakota, ranchers also battled Mother Nature for an extended period of time. Taylor Grussing, a cattle producer at Chamberlain, says the rain set in about 8 o'clock Wednesday evening, which eventually switched to snow along with 30-mile-per-hour plus winds.
Many other farmers and ranchers like myself and my husband here are going out and checking for new babies as well as checking the health of the calves that are already on the ground. A lot of us don't have barn space for every single calf that is on the ground, but luckily we had some pre-warning, so setting up plenty of bedding, pens, windbreaks is, I guess, what most of the producers have done around here.
Halverson says this weather is tough on ranchers. During the last storm, there were livestock losses, and more are expected this round.
There's always going to be with these big storms. You know, it's a tough thing to do to ask for help, and ranchers are pretty independent-minded. And you know, this has been a pretty long, tough winter. It's okay to reach out, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.